Navigating through the energies of New Earth is not an easy process and can become extremely overwhelming at times. As we all ascend into higher frequencies, we're all being guided to embrace our own unique divine pathway, a pathway created in the vibration of love. Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within and understand the message being shared even greater. When you live in the frequency of love, there is no competition, so Carrie will be joined regularly by fellow soul family members who will bring forth wisdom and knowledge she knows should be shared on a global level. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners to see what message Spirit wants to share with all those listening in for the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, come and join us now on Vibe Nation Radio, here on the IOM Radio Network.
Hello, 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 my friends, and welcome to another edition of Vibe Nation Radio, where today I am welcoming back my very special guest, Chris Anderson, better known as One Feather, who is an astrologer, intuitive, and a teacher of ACIM. And today we're going to be talking about the December year-end and planetary currents. And Chris, are you there, my dear friend?
I absolutely am.
Hello. Welcome. Hello. Welcome back.
Yes, it's wonderful to be here, and I assume you guys have a little bit of snow. We got snowed on over the weekend.
We did get a little bit last night, we did. Didn't last for very long, but it came. So I'm sure there's more coming, but it's actually very nice today here in Toronto.
Yeah, it's very comfortable today in Chicago, too, and of course, all over the world, we're just seeing change continue to manifest.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm really excited to be talking to you today about, you know, what's been going over through this past year and what's coming up. So, you know, and I know how fast the show goes. So let's just jump right into it, Chris.
Okie dokie. Well, looking at, you know, the way astrology works, a lot of people allow astrology to be a defining element in their lives. And I try to get people to flip that around and recognize that astrology is simply a map of all the different elements within us that are going on at a specific time. And we can always step out of that. We can always transcend our charts and rise to a higher way of living, a higher vibration. So if you're approaching astrology from the vantage point of, oh, I have, you know, my moon in Aquarius, so I'm emotionally remote and I can't help that. That's just the way I am. You know, then you're missing the point. That's not what astrology is for. Astrology is to give us road signs on the journey of life. And by observing that, by pondering the different astrological configurations, it gives us the key to resolving our inadequacies or our perceived inadequacies. And the last 7 years, really, have been a very challenging time for a lot of people. And partly that's partly due to the fact that we've had these ongoing T-squares and grand squares where there's all these heavy planets interacting with each other in a very conflictive way. So it's bringing up a lot of inner turmoil. It's bringing up a lot of things that we have suppressed, that we have pushed into our subconscious. And now those things are bubbling up to the surface. And it's basically forcing us to have to stop and confront our own fears, our own misunderstandings, our own projections onto those around us, and especially our tendency to react to people in a hostile, aggressive, or, you know, in a way that is stepping out of a space of love. I just was having a conversation with a friend. We were talking about the whole idea of love, and a lot of the great sages, a lot of the masters from the past have identified as God as being love. So if God is that element, if God is in fact love, whenever we express love, we're doing something that's really astonishing when you look at it in truth. And that is, we are manifesting God. And think about how very, very powerful that whole idea is. We can be the vehicle wherein God is manifest in this world that we inhabit. So as we continue to do this and confront the various placements of planets and, you know, the sun and the moon, et cetera, in our charts, as we pour love and acceptance into these elements, we are able to outgrow the conditions that we have created for ourselves through our own shame and fear and, antagonism to ourselves and to others. So as we're approaching December here, we've got some very interesting configurations. We've got Jupiter that has been moving up to square Pluto. And this is has been, you know, going on since before the election. And I think a lot of the insanity that we saw going on in America's presidential election was definitely due to this configuration.
Yes, absolutely.
Pluto,
I agree with you on that.
Pluto is, you know, that buried realm I was talking about. It is all of our shame and fear, anxiety, all of those elements that we have buried in the subconscious and tried to ignore. And when that Saturn in Capricorn transit gets fired up, it becomes very much like a volcano. It pushes up from the depths. And so we're seeing Jupiter, which wants to expand things anyway, push from the depths and from the bottom of the soul into our conscious mind. So it's forcing us to look at what's going on, not only in the world around us, but within ourselves.
Yes.
So this Jupiter-Pluto interaction that I believe placed Mr. Trump in the White House, or appears to have placed him in the White House, was that that astrological roadmap telling us that this is all the stuff that we have failed to address socially. And it's coming full term now. It is being born. It is being birthed into our reality. So how are we going to deal with this? You know, I think we could have had an election where Hillary had been put in office and we had all become comatose again and all this stuff would be ignored. But the universe is reflecting back to us the fact that we really, at the core of our being, don't want to continue to perpetuate this kind of silliness. You know, it's like we've got to confront our anger, our hostility, our xenophobia, our homophobia, all these different phobias, all these different divisions that exist within our consciousness. We have got to address them. So this is forcing it up on the stage. And, of course, we have the option to ignore it, which is, you know, what a certain segment of society inevitably will do. Or we can attack it, which is not going to change it. It's just going to perpetuate it because we've got, you know, 10,000 years of recorded history that tell us that all of this insanity is just a repetition. It just goes on and on and on. So what is occurring here is we have the opportunity to bring it into light and to bring it into love and to transform it with love rather than with, you know, pounding people around us into submission. So we're in a very, very powerful time, and this month has got a lot of impact. You know, it's a kind of a supercharged month for us as we're approaching 2017. We currently have the Sun conjuncting Saturn. The Sun's at 14 degrees of Sagittarius, and Saturn's at 18 degrees of Sagittarius. And this is in sextile to Jupiter in Libra. So Jupiter wants to blow things up. It wants to expand things. It wants to make everything big. Saturn wants to crystallize things, to confine things, to, you know, create that brittle image of whatever it is that we are working on, spiritually, psychologically, emotionally, socially. And the Sun is the activator. The Sun is pushing the energy into that interaction between Saturn and Jupiter. So all of this stuff that is going on internally is being reflected to us externally, and we're going through this like inner division of, I want to expand, I want it to be bigger, but I want it to be clear, I want it to be confined, I want it to be, you know, crystal clear in the world that I inhabit. So there's a lot of inner angst and a lot of inner stress as we move through the month of December into January.
Yes. And for those that are new to Vibe Nation Radio, welcome. And we've been talking a lot about, you know, this is really what he's saying. This is about the world waking up. This is the ascension process that we're all going through, and every single person on this planet is being affected by it. So, you know, it's, again, your words of wisdom are so strong. I can feel your energy raising the vibrations of those listening again, Chris. I just love working with you. I love your energy.
Well, thank you. That's good to hear.
Yes, and I know we're about to go to a commercial break, so we won't get into the next part yet because I know that you've still got a lot of wisdom to share with everyone. So as soon as we get back, we'll get Chris right back in, and we'll continue on with what is coming up during the month of December. Stay tuned, my friends.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold-Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news, Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper cars, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Vibe Nation Radio, where today my special guest, Chris Anderson, better known as One Feather, is joining me. And we're talking about the December year-end planetary currents. And just before we went to commercial break, we were talking about what's happening on a global level and what's been taking place. And I know that there's still a lot coming up the pipeline here, Chris. So please take over once again and educate these people with your wisdom and knowledge.
Well, I'll certainly attempt to do so, but, you know, as the great master said, I of myself am nothing, so hopefully I'm being a clear channel for higher consciousness to
Absolutely.
Express itself and to illuminate all of us. I find often that a lot of times I'll be talking and listening to myself at the same time and going, wow, that's interesting. I wasn't aware that I knew that. So
I do that all the time too. It's like, wow, that just came out of my mouth.
Yeah, and it, you know, that's how spirit works through us and on our behalf. So learn how to listen to yourself. I would say that's a big part of this process of growing into this next level of human evolution, is if we can just listen to what we're saying to ourselves and to others, we often are able to you know, come to a place of compassion and acceptance and eventually joy.
Yes.
So, but to get back with the astrology that we're experiencing right now, you have to remember that I'm putting my focus on the outer planets. They're very much the slow-moving planets. So we've got Pluto and Saturn that I have been talking about, as well as Jupiter. There's also an interesting interaction going on with that transiting Jupiter. It is starting to oppose Uranus in Aries. And Uranus is a very interesting planet because it's the alternative planet. And that is even exhibited by the way it moves through the universe. It's like all of the other planets have a north-south axis, but Uranus has an east-west axis. It is, you know, the different drummer. It is out there doing its own thing. It is counterculture. It is revolutionary. And it is also very volatile. So whenever we see, you know, big events that lead us to, you know, either great expressions of truth and joy or great expressions of sadness and peril and death and destruction, we'll find that Uranus is one of the most active participants in that process. Now, over this next week to a week and a half, we'll have Jupiter, which, like I said, wants to expand. It wants to make things big. It will be opposing Uranus. Now, an opposition is not necessarily a configuration that polarizes things. A lot of times it merely signifies that one planet is going to be drawing from the other planet. It's like a process of receptivity. They're, you know, they're reflecting each other's alternate sides. So Jupiter is expansive, Uranus is volatile, and this is all going to be squaring good old Pluto back on the, you know, the top of the chart here in Capricorn. So between now and I would say the end of next week, there are going to be some very significant reversals. There's going to be a lot of volatility. There's probably going to be some kind of a flashpoint that catches us off guard. And we can take and project this into the world and look at it from, you know, events going on in the world around us. But we can also meditate on this kind of a configuration and personalize it and look within and ask ourselves, what is it that I'm ignoring that is going to show up like a bomb, you know, in my life right now? And how can I address that? How can I prepare myself to that? And as we start to look at these kind of configurations, then we recognize that the way we can accommodate things like this is to go into that reflective state, to do our meditation, to bring ourselves to stillness, to reach out to spirit and say, okay, there's an inner conflict that wants to come to the surface. And I'm ready for that. I can embrace that. I can bring it into light. I can bring it into love, and I can release it. So I'm no longer captured by it and trapped by it. So this next week is a very important time for individuals to do their daily practice two or three times a day. Enter the stillness in whatever way you can. Do your meditation and ask your higher self, you know, for guidance, for assistance in this process of unfolding, and honor yourself within this, you know, interaction. You know, honor yourself as being an expression of the divine, and know that all of this even though it may appear scary or negative or whatever, it actually is a part of your recognizing who you really are, because we're all suffering from insomnia. It's like we were created perfect and we were created eternal, and we forgot that. We fell into this comatose state. So this is a very powerful configuration, and on top of that, we have Saturn feeding into that with a sextile to Pluto and a trine to Uranus. So Saturn is the clarification element. Saturn will crystallize whatever it is. If you're, you know, willing to look within and recognize the things that are bringing you shame, the things that are bringing you stagnation, the things that are bringing you limitations, they will become very crystal clear for you with this beautiful planetary configuration. So a lot of astrologers are going to say, oh my God, you know, all these things are horrible, go crawl under a rock. But really, the reality is these things are happening so that you can claim your power. So you no longer live in that space of being a victim. So it's very, very important for people to realize that you are not defined by astrology, but your chart will define your ego. And your ego is a place where you live in fear, limitation. You know, basically your ego is a phony self that you created because you wanted to forget about the truth of who you were. You've, for some reason, loaded up on guilt, on shame, on sorrow. And you're thinking, oh, God wants to kick my ass. I need to go somewhere and hide. And so we create this ego, this sense of separation. And that ego is defined by your chart. The way we dismember or undo the ego is by looking at the chart and then recognizing, oh, this is a process where I can, you know, reclaim my truth, where I can reclaim my power by facing into the storm, not by fighting the storm, but facing into it and, you know, planting my feet on the ground and knowing I will not only survive it, but I will grow beyond it. So that's basically the strongest, you know, elements in this coming month. And this is going to carry us through into the new year. There are a couple of other things that I'll talk about a little bit later on that are kind of fun and curious. But did you have any thoughts, Carrie, or did you want to share anything?
Yeah, actually, I have, because I've, as many of you who are listening to the show know, I channel the Vibe Report, which are videos to help those in divine union go through what we're experiencing. And it's a channel. I don't use astrology, but everything you've been saying, Chris, goes exactly with what I've been talking about in the Vibe Report, that, you know, we're here over this. I've got an energy cluster is what I've got it as, that, you know, the universe wants you to embrace the boys or your ego and realize that when, you know, you believe within yourself, you know, your soul will reveal that which it's trying to say to you, and it will give you clarity. But it's almost like they're saying we need to be in balance to ensure that, you know, the giving and receiving matches, that what is above is so below, and to be honest with yourself and live in the moment. Because I know that myself, by living in the moment a lot more these days, magic is showing up. It's beautiful. I'm blown away with the amount of stuff that the universe is bringing my way. But it's because I've been able to be friends with my ego, to embrace it when it shows up and work through it and not suppress it. And, you know, if you suppress the ego, it's only going to turn into a pressure cooker and you're eventually going to blow up. And I know that spirit is saying to me that, you know, again, December is a beautiful month, but it really is going within yourself and being truthful with yourself to say, is this realistic? Is this really logical, what I'm trying to do, or is it too up and far-fetched because this is what I desire, but in the deep soul, my soul is saying, no, it's not. So, you know, I'm just the fact that you and I are on the same page with this. Again, you're using astrology, and I'm using a channel. So, You know, I'm very grateful that you are validating for all the Vibe Report subscribers exactly what I've been saying, which is awesome.
That's really cool. That's the way it's supposed to be, because in reality, all forms of, you know, prediction are for insight and self-awareness, self-awakening. They're all compatible. They're all interactive.
Yes. You know, it's, we're all a piece of the puzzle.
Exactly.
The beautiful piece of the puzzle. We all are one piece of the puzzle, and we all have the ability to create the bigger picture. And with the Vibe Report, I got the really nasty day on the 9th of this month, but I've also got really yucky energy coming in on the 16th and 17th, which we're not going to get that far ahead yet. But these are the only two times of this whole month that I'm feeling that my channel is saying you really need to work hard to just release this and go with the flow with the God energy that's coming in. I've been calling us the bridge. We're a bridge between heaven and earth. We have the ability to bring this love through God into here, Gaia. So we are a bridge.
Absolutely. And really, in reality, the only problem that we have ever had is our sense of separation from God. You know, that problem will show up in different forms. It'll manifest in different ways. It's like, oh my God, I don't have my rent money for the month, or, you know, the refrigerator is empty and I can't go to the store, whatever. But really, the core of all of our issues are camouflage for the one thing that we live under the pressure of, which is that fear of God, that sense of separation from God. So really, this is a powerful period from now, actually clear into the new year, because we're able to identify and confront that and then surrender ourselves to actually experiencing that connection with God.
Beautiful. Right on cue there, my friend. So stay tuned, my friends, and Chris and I will be right back right after the commercial break.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Soon enough, it was up to me to be his housekeeper and financial manager, too. When he moved in, I became his cook and even his nurse. But no matter what roles I play, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the roles you play. So to help, we created aarp.org/caregiving, where you can connect with experts and other caregivers. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Vibration Radio, where today my special guest is Chris Anderson, better known as One Feather. And we've been talking about planetary currents of what's taken place and what is about to take place in 2017. And we haven't even gotten that far, have we, Chris? And we're really not going to get that far because Chris and I have a great announcement. I'm so excited about this announcement we'll talk about after the next segment. But why don't we continue talking about 2016 for now, Chris?
Okie dokie. Well, the next thing that I'm looking at here in the positions of the planets, and I think one of the most interesting of all of the configurations is we have had planet Neptune bouncing around in Pisces for quite a while now, actually, for about 5 years, 6 years. So
I'm loving that as Pisces, eh?
Well, it intensifies things. I mean, Neptune is basically the fog bank that we've all been experiencing. And what happens with Neptune is that it creates a distortion so that we struggle to try and understand what's actually going on. So it shows up in a very delusional way. You know, a good example is Neptune's always associated with like opiates and things of that sort. It's kind of that sex and drugs and rock and roll kind of energy. It's always been associated with Pisces, which is its natural home, but it also takes on a lot of the Scorpio energy in that, you know, it's the way that we trick ourselves. But by tricking ourselves, we cause the breakdown. We create the breakdown. And as a result of that, the light starts to come through. So referencing that activity of Neptune in Pisces, it's at 9 degrees right now and was at 9 degrees for the election. And we all saw a very bizarre kind of process going on with this last election. Now, one of the things that I like to utilize or to incorporate in my astrology is the Sabian symbols. If you're familiar with the Sabian symbols, you know, you'll understand what I'm talking about. If you're not familiar, go online. It's spelled S-A-B-I-A-N, symbols. And it basically is ascribing a specific theme to each degree in the zodiac. And so Neptune setting at 9 degrees Pisces, that vibration of 9 degrees Pisces is defined as the end of the archaic ages and the stressing of individualism. What is Mr. Trump? You know, I mean, you've really got it standing out there in your face. And it goes on to say, especially in our American society, which worships the material images of success, the desire to win any kind of race engenders an often feverish release of energy controlled by skill and practice. So, you know, with that, when you start looking at it, this vibration of Neptune, which is creating all this weird confusion, is setting at a degree in Pisces where there is this mobilization of, you know, that speeding up to grab the prize. And that was really what we saw, actually, on both parties' behalf, is that there was this frantic verbal ongoing, you know, assassination process going on where everybody was talking about how hideous everybody else was. And it really brought a lot of darkness to the surface. And this is, you know, very much a part of what our leadership is connected to. We have a leadership that is designed to obscurificate reality and truth. It has invaded every part of the collective consciousness here, and it has been very divisive. It has created these, you know, huge gaps where people are shouting across the Grand Canyon at each other, which is not a bad thing, because otherwise they'd be throwing rocks at each other if they were closer together. But, you know, this whole process of needing to find truth and feeling like the truth is constantly dangling in front of you, but you can't quite grab it. That really is the energy that was prevailing during this period when we were going to the polls and electing a president of America. And that puts its impression on the entire planet. You know, that is a position in government that has a global effect, and we have to stop and, you know, look at that and take that into account for everything that's been going on. So, but Neptune becomes even more interesting as it eventually moves into 10 degrees of Pisces, because in about 2 weeks here, it's going to flip over to that 10th degree, and I'm very familiar with this passage because I was born at 10 degrees Pisces, so that's where my sun is positioned. And this has been a definition that has really struck home for me, because phase 340, Pisces 10 degree, is the flying through ground obscuring clouds. And the keynote around this idea is man's ability to develop powers and skills which, by transcending natural limitations, allow him to operate in mental spiritual realms. So this is where we are being shifted to within the collective. Our instincts are going to start coming back into play. Our intuition is going to start reappearing and showing up in ways that, well, for people who are actually working with the process will be thrilling, but for people who are afraid of their power, afraid of the magnitude and the magnificence of their true self, it's going to be really, really scary, because you know, it's like when you're driving your car and you hit heavy, heavy fog and you can barely see through the end of your hood, and you're having to just trust yourself and drive intuitively. Well, that's the period that we're going to be entering into for about 3.5 or 4 weeks, going from about the 15th of December clear through until probably the end of January. We'll be really feeling this effect. So we're going to have to learn how to reach out and move beyond our vision, or I mean our sight, because our sight is simply confined to our eyes. You know, our sight can only see what is being projected in front of us. We're going to have to learn to develop a deeper level of vision. We're going to have to go inside situations. We're going to have to become more selfless and go inside individuals to approach people with compassion and acceptance. And in that journey, we will discover that there is a part of us that we have ignored or suppressed.